From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo has instructed his ranks to distribute COVID-19 handling-related social protection aid, especially to beneficiaries of the Family Hope Program or PKH, as early as this week. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati remarked after a plenary cabinet meeting led by President Joko Widodo in Jakarta on Monday, the President has ordered the accelerated payment of the third quarter social protection assistance, particularly to PKH beneficiaries this week. The minister also said the head of state called on the Finance Ministry to move the payment of the third quarter social assistance to PKH beneficiaries to July 2021 so that they can reap its benefits soon. Furthermore, the President expressed hope that the target of recipients of basic necessities cards would increase to 18.8 million from about 15 million earlier. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Airlangga Hartarto has revised Indonesia's third quarter economic growth forecast downwards to a range of 3.7 to 4% following the imposition of emergency restrictions in Java and Bali. As quoted by Antara, Minister Airlangga Hartarto at an online press conference on Monday explained, third quarter growth will contract but will remain positive, possibly in a range of 3.07 to 4%. He further said provinces in Java and Bali contribute 60% to the national gross domestic product or GDP. The minister noted, therefore, the enforcement of emergency public activity restrictions or PPKM will affect third quarter economic growth. Hartarto predicted exports will be the main driver of the country's third quarter growth on account of high demand for crude palm oil, coal, rubber, and aluminium. At least 46 partner countries will help Indonesia collect taxes from taxpayers abroad once the bill on the amendment of the law on general provisions and taxation procedures is passed into law. As reported by Antara, Director General of Taxation at the Finance Ministry, Suryo Utomo, made the remarks at a meeting of the Working Committee of Commission 11 of the House of Representatives or DPR in Jakarta on Monday. He also said the Indonesian government has signed 13 avoidance of double taxation agreements with other countries, so government can collect taxes from the authorities of other countries and the other way around. Indonesia has signed avoidance of double taxation agreements with Algeria, the United States, Armenia, the Netherlands, Belgium, the Philippines, India, Laos, Egypt, Suriname, Jordan, Venezuela, and Vietnam. Utomo further said 141 countries have also signed the Mutual Administrative Assistance Convention in tax matter, while 46 partner countries have agreed to assist each other in collecting taxes. The Indonesian government is seeking to import oxygen for COVID-19 patients admitted to hospital emergency rooms in several areas amid a spike in infections. It was said by Budi Gunadi Sadikin during a working meeting with Commission 9 of the House of Representatives, or DPR, which was monitored virtually from Jakarta on Monday. He also said the government has coordinated with the industry minister to import 6 cubic meter and 1 cubic meter tubes of oxygen to meet additional needs in hospital emergency rooms. The distribution of liquid oxygen to hospitals in large volume using tanks is not optimal for meeting patient needs. He explained since the majority of hospitals use oxygen cylinders for additional emergency rooms, they do not utilize liquid oxygen. Now we move to the international news. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has confirmed that face masks will no longer be legally required and distancing rules will be scrapped at the final stage of England's COVID lockdown roadmap. The rule of 6 inside private homes will be removed and work from home guidance abolished as 16 months of on-off restrictions on daily life end. As reported by BBC.com on Tuesday, the Prime Minister said he expected the final step would be go ahead as planned on July 19. This will be confirmed on July 12 after a review of the latest data. Further updates on school bubbles, travel, and self-isolation will follow in the coming days. Mr. Johnson told a Downing Street news conference. He said that even after the removal of the legal requirement to wear a face covering, he will continue to wear one himself in crowded places as a courtesy. More than 1,000 Afghan soldiers have fled to neighboring Tajikistan after clashing with Taliban militants, officials have said. The troops retreated over the border to save their own lives, according to a statement by Tajikistan's border guard. As reported by BBC.com on Tuesday, violence has risen in Afghanistan and the Taliban have been making significant gains, particularly in the north of the country, in recent weeks. The surge comes as the US, UK, and allies withdraw after 20 years. The vast majority of remaining foreign forces in Afghanistan have left ahead of a September deadline. There are concerns that the Afghan military, who were supposed to take over security in the country, will collapse. Yunnan provincial authorities on Tuesday stated that authorities in China's southwestern province of Yunnan reported 3 locally transmitted coronavirus cases for July 5, with all cases from the city of Ruili bordering Myanmar. As quoted by Reuters.com on Tuesday, Yunnan province had reported 3 locally transmitted coronavirus cases the previous day as well, and is preventing individuals from leaving or entering Ruili city without special permission beginning from July 5th. Well, listener, that was the news.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
The government of Indonesia has carried out the implementation of Emergency Community Activities Restriction or PPKM in Java and Bali since Saturday, July 3rd. This rule will last until July 20th, with the aim of reducing the transmission of COVID-19. Monday, July 5th is the first working day in the emergency PPKM. On Monday morning, there was traffic congestions on the roads by various motor vehicles that entered Jakarta, but they were blocked. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, as the emergency PPKM coordinator, admitted that he had been around monitoring and witnessing the extraordinary traffic jams that occurred. Major General of Pangdam Jaya, Mulyo Aji, said that the traffic jams in Jakarta on Monday were dominated by workers. He said that there are still many non-essential offices that ask their employees to work in offices. Mulyo Aji, in a live broadcast with Minister Luhut Panjaitan, said that more than 80% of traffic jams were caused by workers. He also affirmed that there are still many non-essential offices that ask their employees to work in offices. Workers, for fear of being laid off, are forced to go to work. In fact, according to the provisions of the emergency PPKM, the non-essential sector is obliged to work from home 100%. This means that there are still many non-essential companies that have not complied with 100% the work-from-home rule. Fearing the threat of layoffs, the workers who jammed the capital on Monday were actually not at fault. Therefore, Emergency PPKM Coordinator Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, in a live broadcast, ensured that non-essential sector employees who work from home cannot be dismissed unilaterally or fired by the company. He confirmed that he had discussed the matter with the National Police Chief and the Governor. Luhut Panjaitan further stated that he would immediately coordinate with Minister of Manpower Ida Fauzia in a bid to issue an order for non-essential sector companies not to lay off their employees who work from home. The company is also required to instruct all employees to work from home. Meanwhile, Head of the Public Relations of Polda Metro, Kombes Polisi Yusri Yunus, warned that strict action would be taken against the owners or leaders of non-essential companies who still employ employees in the office during the emergency PPKM, based on the statement of these government officials. The owners and managers of non-essential companies should not be desperate to oblige their workers to work in their office. The risk will be heavy. In addition to receiving harsh sanction from the government, the transmission of COVID-19 still threatens people with high mobility, especially workers and their families. If the COVID-19 transmission is more widespread, all parties are harmed. Thereby, high awareness is needed by all parties to be able to break the chain of transmission of COVID-19 so that Indonesia is free from the COVID-19 pandemic.
I'll begin today in history with July 6, 1995, the start of the Srebrenica massacre. On the orders of General Ratko Mladic, on July 6, 1995, Serb troops entered and attacked the Bosnian city of Srebrenica. One of the attacks in the Bosnian War led to the massacre of Bosnian Muslims. All Srebrenica citizens aged between 12 and 65 were killed by Serb soldiers. Meanwhile, residents under the age of 12 and over 65 were moved to the city of Tuzla. The attack lasted until July 11th. The death toll was more than 8,000 people. This massacre is considered the greatest genocide in Europe after the Second World War. We'll be right back. turning to 6th of July 2007, the International Olympic Committee approved the Youth Olympics. Johann Rosen Soff of Austria put forward the idea of Youth Olympics in 1998. On July 6, 2007, members of the International Olympic Committee IOC at the 119th IOC session in Guatemala City approved the youth version of the Olympics. The first summer version was held in Singapore from 14th to 26th of August 2010, while the first winter version was held in Innsbruck, Austria from 13th to 22nd of January 2012. The competition also features a cultural exchange program. And today in history, with July 6, 2010, Indonesian renowned children's songwriter A.T. Mahmud dies. Abdullah Totong Mahmud, or better known as A.T. Mahmud, is an Indonesian children's songwriter. His career as popular children's songwriter began when he became a kindergarten teacher. He has composed more than 40 children's songs. For his achievements in the field of music, A.T. Mahmud received many awards from the government and music organizations. The highest award he received was the Paramadharma Cultural Star Honor from the government of the Republic of Indonesia in August 2003. A.T. Mahmud died on July 6, 2010 at the age of 80. And listener, that was Today in History.
Jaga dulu jarak kita, jika tak ingin akhirnya kau menangis lagi. Jangan terlalu kau dekat, jangan buat terikat, coba kau rasakan lagi. Mungkin kau dapat perannya, tapi hanya sebagai bayang-bayangnya saja. Jangan minta jatuh cinta, luka lama ku juga belum reda. Beri dulu aku waktu untuk sembuh sendiri. Jatuh cinta, sakit sebelumnya masih kurasa. Beri waktu hingga aku mampu lupakan semua. Jangan terlalu kau dekat, jangan buat terikat, coba kau rasakan lagi. Mungkin kau dapat perannya, tapi hanya sebagai bayang-bayangnya saja. Jangan minta jatuh cinta, luka lama ku juga belum reda. Beri dulu aku waktu untuk sembuh sendiri. Sakit sebelumnya masih kurasa. Beri waktu hingga aku mampu lupakan semua. Jatuh cinta, luka lama ku juga belum reda. ingin kita jalani cinta tanpa tergesa, tanpa tergesa.
Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Minister of Trade facilitated the signing of Memorandum of Understanding MOU on cooperation in a business-to-business or B2B counter-trade scheme between Indonesian domestic companies and companies in Mexico. The MOU was carried out virtually on Friday at 8 p.m. Western Indonesia time or 8 a.m. Mexico City time, Mexico. The signing opens up opportunities for greater trade cooperation in the future. The signing of this MOU marks the first time B2B trade cooperation between Indonesia and Mexico. The Indonesian government continues to make new breakthroughs in opening up export opportunities to help the national economy recover. As quoted on the kemendag.go.id, Acting Director General of Foreign Trade at the Ministry of Trade, Indra Sari Wisnuwardana, believes that he is optimistic that this cooperation will be a milestone in increasing trade cooperation of both countries in the future. He also explained that in addition to enhancing bilateral trade relations and cooperation between the two countries, these agreements can encourage trade in the global value chain and help the world economy recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. The MOU was signed by President Director of the Indonesian Trading Company PPI, Nina Sulistyowati, and Director of the Cluster D, I plus D, Tix, Mirch del Carmen Spros Barcenas. PT PPI acts as the counter-trade implementing agency in Indonesia, and Cluster DI plus DI Tix is the counter-trade implementing agency in Mexico. Both of them will soon draw up cooperation contract related to the transaction value and the technical implementation of the counter-trade. Moreover, the signing of the MOU was attended virtually by Head of Indonesian Trade Promotion Center, ITPC Mexico City, Husodo Kunchoroyati, and Coordinator of the Economic Function of the Indonesian Embassy in Mexico City, Anji Nugroho. The signing was also attended by representatives of the Mexican government, namely Director of Foreign Trade Lizette Calderon, representing the Secretariat de Desarrollo Económico Estado de México. As a pilot project of counter-trade cooperation with Mexico, Indonesia will export urea fertilizer, coal fertilizer, coconut shell charcoal, and various spices, namely cinnamon, nutmeg, and pepper. Meanwhile, Mexico offers sesame seeds and vegetable oils in the forms of canola and sunflower seeds. The MOU signing ceremony was facilitated by the Directorate of Export and Import Facilitation of the Ministry of Trade in collaboration with the head of the ITPC Mexico City and the Indonesian Embassy in Mexico City, Mexico. Separately, responding to the signing of this MOU, Director of Export and Import Facilitation of the Indonesian Ministry of Trade, Martin, said that his side is intensifying B2B counter-trade cooperation in a bid to make new breakthroughs in the field of foreign trade cooperation. According to him, the Ministry of Trade is currently trying to explore B2B counter-trade cooperation. This effort is expected to be a new breakthrough to move the trade sector, increase national exports, and restore the economy as a whole, especially in facing the challenges of the current global crisis due to COVID-19 pandemic. Martin further stated that so far, counter-trade is identical with the purchase of defense and security equipment by the Ministry of Defense. However, currently the Indonesian government is trying to new breakthrough, which is expected to bring positive results to the national economy.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listener, Listener, when having a culinary tour, especially Indonesian traditional snacks, you will find a variety of traditional foods that are almost the same in several regions in Indonesia. For example, if you are on a culinary tour in areas on the island of Java and Sangihe Islands, North Sulawesi, you will find a traditional snack called ongol-ongol. This wet cake has a chewy, soft texture with a sweet taste. This cake can be round, square, or rectangular, depending on the taste of the maker. However, ongol-ongol is usually rectangular. Ongol-ongol is made from dry sago flour, palm sugar, pandan leaves, salt, and water. These ingredients are mixed and cooked until done. Then the dough is moved to another container. After the dough is cool, ongol-ongol is ready to be served with a sprinkle of grated coconut on top. Because it uses brown sugar, ongol-ongol is brownish. But now, you can find ongol-ongol with a variety of colors, because it uses dye. Besides having more variants of colors, now ongol-ongol is also made from various foodstuffs, such as pumpkin, purple, sweet potato, cassava, and glutinous rice. Ongol-ongol is usually eaten with a cup of hot tea or coffee. It is not difficult to find ongol-ongol. You can find it easily in traditional markets. The price is quite affordable, around 5,000 rupiah to 10,000 rupiah per serving. Well, listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yoshi te COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
cinta-cinta Indonesia. Negeri bagaikan permata, pesada bermandi cahaya. Oh tanah air beta nan elok rupawan, inilah senandung puja. Cinta-cinta-cinta Indonesia. Laut dan biru terbentang, di langit bertaburan bintang. Oh ibu pertiwi kunan elok rupawan, inilah lagu persembahan. Ya Tuhan, ku dengar bisikmu di kesyaduan suara seruling. Kala malam yang hening menggugah jiwaku, menyadarkanku senantiasa setia mengabdi berbakti. Dan aku pun berseru, cinta, cinta, cinta Indonesia. Padamu beta telah menyatu, padamu beta akan setia. Oh tanah tumpah darah dan suci mulia, inilah janjiku padamu. Seruan suara seruling kala malam yang hening menggugah jiwaku, menyadarkanku senantiasa setia mengabdi berbakti. Dan aku pun berseru, oh cinta, cinta, cinta Indonesia. Padamu beta telah menyatu, padamu beta akan setia.
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesia, a segment in VOI English program which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI's Foreign Broadcast Station, with the Language Development Agency, Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is orang tanpa gejala. Orang tanpa gejala, or in English, people without symptoms. Next is a sample conversation on orang tanpa gejala. Orang tanpa gejala, which means people without symptoms. This conversation takes place between Kevin and Mela in the cafeteria. Mela tells Kevin anxiously that one of the employees in their office tested positive for COVID-19 and is an OTG. Kevin asks about OTG, an abbreviation of orang tanpa gejala. Orang tanpa gejala, which means people without symptoms.
Salah satu karyawan di kantor kita OTG, Kevin.
Apa itu OTG?
Orang tanpa gejala. Orang yang terinfeksi virus COVID-19 tetapi tidak bergejala.
After listening to the conversation, I will give you phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, that is, orang tanpa gejala. Orang tanpa gejala, which means people without symptoms. I will say the words two times, and you can repeat after me. Salah satu karyawan. Salah satu karyawan, which means one of the employees. Di kantor. Di kantor, which means at the office. Orang tanpa gejala. Orang tanpa gejala, which means people without symptoms. Orang yang terinfeksi virus COVID-19. Orang yang terinfeksi virus COVID-19, which means people infected with the COVID-19 virus. Tetapi tidak bergejala. Tetapi tidak bergejala, which means but asymptomatic. Kamu ingin minum apa? Kamu ingin minum apa? Which means what do you want to drink? Teh manis hangat. Teh manis hangat, which means hot sweet tea. Tanpa gula. Tanpa gula, which means no sugar. Teh hangat tanpa gula. Teh hangat tanpa gula, which means hot tea without sugar. Mulai rapat. Mulai rapat, which means start the meeting. Apa bisa kita mulai rapatnya? Apa bisa kita mulai rapatnya? Which means, can we start the meeting? Tanpa. Tanpa, which means without. Kehadiran. Kehadiran, which means presence. Kita mulai rapat tanpa kehadiran Kevin. Kita mulai rapat tanpa kehadiran Kevin, which means we start the meeting without Kevin. In the conversation, you heard the expression orang tanpa gejala. Orang tanpa gejala, which means people without symptoms. In that expression, there is the word tanpa. Tanpa, which means without. The word tanpa, tanpa, which means without, is a negation adverb. In the expression tanpa, tanpa, which means without, has the meaning of asymptomatic. Let's listen to an example of expression with the adverb tanpa in another context. If someone asks you, kamu ingin minum apa? Kamu ingin minum apa? Which means, what do you want to drink? You can answer it, for example, with teh hangat tanpa gula. Teh hangat tanpa gula, which means warm or hot tea without sugar. Another example, when someone asks, apa bisa kita mulai rapatnya? Apa bisa kita mulai rapatnya? Which means, can we start the meeting? Then others can answer, for example, bisa kita mulai rapat ini tanpa kehadiran Kevin. Bisa kita mulai rapat ini tanpa kehadiran Kevin. Which means, yes, we are starting this meeting without Kevin. Before ending, mari berbahasa Indonesia or let's speak Indonesian today. For more details, let's listen to the conversation once again.
Salah satu karyawan di kantor kita OTG, Kevin.
Apa itu OTG?
Orang tanpa gejala. Orang yang terinfeksi virus COVID-19 tetapi tidak bergejala.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic Orang Tanpa Gejala. Orang Tanpa Gejala, which means people without symptoms. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. Thank you for listening. We will meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Sampai jumpa.
Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Cik Minah Sayang by Iyad Bustami. The word Cik in Malay means miss or a nickname for an unmarried girl. The song Cik Minah Sayang tells the story of a girl named Minah. The lyrics tell about Cik Minah, who is sitting on her knees and crying, thinking about her lover so far away. Cik Minah is described as a woman who diligently reads the Quran, good at singing and dancing. The song Cik Minah Sayang was popularized by Iyad Bustami in 1994. Well, listener, here is the Malay song Cik Minah Sayang by Iyad Bustami. Happy listening.
Wahai Cik Minah, duduk bersimpu. Wahai Cik Minah, duduk bersimpu. Tenunan siap kebaya labu. Tenunan siap kebaya labu. Duhai Cik Minah, abang dah jauh.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.